Hello Aquarius, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, December the 17th and the whole week ahead. Well now, the moon is in your house of relationships and partnerships, and in fact the whole weekend it's a lovely, goodly, almost like a honeymoon. So what a lovely time for you Aquarians out there who are looking for love or who have found love and want to commit and be with somebody for a long time. That's what these stars are all about, meeting or being with someone lovely. And here's your Sunday stars, very similar to yesterday. The moon's in your house of relationships, and so therefore it's about you and somebody really getting it on together. If you're with somebody, then it's lovely. Everything in the garden is rosy. If you're not with somebody, then get out there, because there is somebody who wants to meet you, and I think you'll be pretty pleased you met them as well. This is a time of great warmth, compassion, and emotional feelings that are really warm and fab. Here's your Monday stars. With Mercury moving backwards in the sign of Capricorn, then you have to be a wee bit careful now, Aquarius, simply because you need some time on your own. You need to withdraw, be away from the madness that's around you. This is not a time for rush hours or to be a commuter or to be in the rat race. No, the next few weeks you do need to reserve a lot of time for yourself, just for your peace of mind. Here's your Tuesday stars. Now yesterday Mars moved out of your sign and into Pisces, and that means you start a brand new 2-year period for money-making capabilities, and that's good. Mars is single-minded, so whether you invest in yourself, your gifts, your talents that can make you money, or whether you invest into something that has money-making wealth creation possibilities, then all of it is good, and it starts now, and it's with you for 2 years. Here's your Wednesday stars. Well, the Sun is now going to join Mercury, locked away in the 12th house of your chart. Read all about this in my book, You Can Change Your Life, The Sun in the 12th House, because it is very much a psychic and spiritual energy now that you need. You need to do things that isn't going to tax you physically, emotionally. You don't want any mind games now around you either, but you do need over the next month to have more time to yourself and enjoy the whole thing that solitude can bring. Silence is golden. And here's your Thursday stars. The moon's in Libra. This is nice, although there are a lot of aspects, and some of them are negative, some are positive, and some are indifferent. But the moon in Libra generally is good for you. If you're going away somewhere, be absolutely sure with Mercury retrograde that you've got all the right documents, times and places. There could easily be delays. So have a plan B and a contingency plan if you're going anywhere, because otherwise your patience will be tested. And here's your Friday stars. Now this is particularly good if you're an Aquarian who is into your career or ambitions. Doesn't mean you have to rush everything through just on one day, but it's almost as though you'll get an inkling or an intuition about what your next move should be. And what today enables you to do is plan for your next step. Okay, it will be in the new year. I don't want you to rush anything through before Hogmanay is over. But this is a good time to see your next move. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.